Hey everyone, my name is Braden, and today on the podcast, I have three people, Zach Smith, Sam Sortman, and Garrett Saylor. Sam, what types of challenges do immigrants face today when moving to the U.S.?
Some of the challenges that immigrants face when moving to the U.S. is difficulty speaking and learning English, raising children and helping them succeed, securing a job, finding a safe place to live, transportation, and there are cultural changes that they have to adapt to.
Okay, Zach. What caused people to immigrate to the U.S.?
Immigrants are motivated to leave their former countries of citizenship for a variety of reasons, including a lack of local access to resources to better their standard of living, family, reunification, retirement, climate, or the American dream. The American dream is having the opportunity to become nothing and being able to get everything.
Okay, Garrett, what is the summary of the current United States immigration law?
The immigration In Nationalization Act, the body of law governing current immigration policy, provides the annual worldwide limit of 675,000 permanent immigrants with certain exceptions for close family members or family-based immigration, employment-based immigration, or U.S. citizenship.
Okay, Zach, how does it cost roughly for a person to legally immigrate to the U.S.?
Becoming an American citizen can be a long process and costly. Just filling in fees for a green card, an immigrant can spend more than $1,000 trying to become a permanent legal resident.
Okay, Sam, what is currently happening in the United States to illegal immigrants?
When ICE agents catch illegal or undocumented immigrants, they will take them into their custody and work with them to send them back to their country.
Okay, the final question is in your opinion. How would your group solve the immigration problem? Garrett.
I think we should build the wall because 5.4 million Mexicans living in the United States are unauthorized in 2017. The places where undocumented immigrations are coming from are changing. Through undocumented immigration, immigrants from New Mexico remain, but from the farthest group has dropped in numbers.
Okay, Zach, what's your opinion?
I think we should not build the wall, but rather put higher security or more stations with patrol in places that it is needed most. This can lead to wasting less money and being more efficient. In solution, we as Americans should try to come up as an agreement as a whole.
Okay, Sam, what's your opinion?
I don't think that we should build the wall because, in my opinion, it is a waste of money that our country doesn't have. Even if we invest our money and time, there's still ways to get around it. I think that we should just increase security in known places of high traffic and have monitoring stations along the border just to watch activity.
Okay. So, in the end, what do you think the compromise should be that would come up with the problem at hand?
We should not build the wall. Instead, we should just increase security and help people that would need help along the border.
Okay. Is everyone in agreement with that solution?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.